I'm Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News. 46 years ago this month, China entered the Cultural Revolution. Expression of religion was effectively banned, and atheism became the new religion that would affect generations to come. Bibles for China President Wendell Rovenstein says,
there is a great need for Bibles because they were all disposed of in the Cultural Revolution before, when they ruled that China was going to be an atheistic country. They got rid of every Bible that they could possibly get rid of, and so they've been without the Bible for years.
They're trying to get 100,000 Bibles this year in China, and each one is only $5. Help at our website. Next, this weekend, young people from the Russian Union of Evangelical Christians Baptists are on their knees. They're praying and fasting for spiritual awakening in Russia, specifically among teens and young adults. They pray together like this annually, but this year they're asking you to join them. Slavic Gospel Association wants youth groups around the world to intercede with prayer for Russia's desperate youth. If you can, get teens at your church praying tomorrow morning. And this year, volunteers gave over 5,000 hours of time to Every Child Ministries. Why do it? Well, Denise Elders says she's volunteered thousands of hours over the 26 years she's been helping ECM to get the gospel to Africa.
Started out to start and grow Sunday schools, reaching to children, to being involved in Haven of Hope, slave release, all to do with children, but in just different aspects of life, getting involved in the trafficking issue. It just amazes me how God can use this simple whole to affect so much change.
Join in at our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the Mission Network News Facebook force. If you're not on Facebook, you can still get MNN delivered to your email or smartphone. Find it all at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Elisa Talmadge.